This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Toppers in the road black uniforms trimmed in the orange. Hilltoppers in orange lettering across the front. Nokomis in the home whites trimmed in the red with Redskins in black lettering across the front of the home whites. And here we go. Toppers get the inbound as the visiting team, and they will get the basketball first with Haley Major on the right wing. Your officials, Louis Lang, Mike Melissa, and Chris Palmer. Here's Major, right corner, tries to dump it now to Hearth, and that is tipped and stolen. Good start for Nokomis. And check that as Audrey Sobel then gets called for a double dribble in the backcourt. She was looking to throw ahead. The problem was Haley Engelman was not looking back towards the basketball, so Audrey tried to pull it back down but shuffled the feet. Both teams wearing black masks here today as Vanessa Compton directs the offense out front. Vanessa picked up the dribble, pivots around, lobs it down to Harson right over the top of Sobel, and Nakia draws the foul on Audrey. Her first, team's first. That was a nice pass that time from Vanessa Compton. That'll send Nakia Harson to the free throw line. 5'9 senior. First toss is no good. 30 seconds gone by, no score. Second free throw is good. Nakai gets one out of two, and the Toppers on the board first. They will wait back in their half-court man-to-man defense. Emma Sneddon across the timeline, the sophomore, leaves it off for Mia Fesser. Mia, right side of the key to Sobel. Audrey leaves it off for Sneddon. Here's Emma at the right elbow, leaves it for Stoddard, top of the key. Into the hands of Haley Engelman. Off to Sneddon now. Thought about the three, decides against it. Now she penetrates in. Bounce pass, left side, Stoddard rejected in there. Think it was Tester. Claire pulls it down. And she will find Lainey Rupert. Lainey has the long sleeves underneath the road black jersey today. High post to Nakia. Harston turns and faces on Sobel. Here's Lainey Rupert. Gets a screen, top of the key, all the way to the rim, right around Sobel. Off the window, it's good for Lainey Rupert. And Audrey that time, knowing she's already got one foul, could not be too aggressive stopping that dribble drive from Rupert. Here comes Fesser on the baseline attack. She lost the handle, picked up off the floor by Haley Major, and she was trying to dribble on the floor with her knees, Globetrotter style. Brett Deacon gets the timeout. 6:38 for the opening quarter. Hillsboro leading Nokomis 3-0. We'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages. Well, the Illini spanked Minnesota. I didn't think there's any way they'd beat him by 30 again, and they beat him by 31. Io had a triple-double, 19 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, as Illinois is absolutely on fire at the perfect time of the year. If they're not a one seed, they got to be real, real close. Lainey Rupert steps into a top of the key triple and cans it. She has five of the Toppers' 6 points. No one picked her up, and you heard Brandon Engelman say on Sports Saturday this morning, you have to know where Lainey Rupert is at all times, and they lost sight of her there. Here's Emma Sneddon on the right wing, top of the key with Stoddard. Christian leads it off for Haley Engelman. Haley now picks up the bounce off to Sobel. Tried to dump it down underneath the rim, it's turned over, stolen by Tester. Now Claire has it poked away from behind, and it's going to be picked up there by Stoddard. Hillsboro very active defensively as Mia Fesser on the attack. She lost the handle on the way up, turned it over, and then let's see what happened. I guess Hillsboro was out of bounds on the recovery, so it'll stay with Nokomis. Skins avoid the turnover. Emma Sneddon we'll take a breather into the action. Addison Dengbar, 5'5 sophomore. This sophomore group, they have been anticipated for a number of years now. Nice to see them having the early success. Nokomis lines everybody up on the baseline. Fesser gets it in to Haley Engelman. Haley Engelman works to the foul line, leaves it right wing. Here's a three for Dengbar off the heel, too strong. Rebound tapped around to the floor off of Stoddard. It'll be long to the Toppers with 5:45 for the opening quarter. Vanessa Compton will bring it into the front court, met there by Haley Engelman on the point of that 1-2-2. Here's Major. Off it goes to Compton. Back to Haley. Major now dumps it down on the baseline. Gets it into Tester off the feed from Rupert, and Claire draws the foul. Second team foul on Nokomis, and that's going to be the second personal on Audrey Sobel. First free throw for Claire is good. So that is not the start Nokomis was looking for. Audrey Sobel will have to sit 2.5 minutes into the game. That second personal foul. And then the question will be, how long will she sit? How close the game is will probably have a lot to do with that. Second free throw for Tester off the mark. And the rebound down to Nokomis. Hillsborough leading 7-0. Stoddard forces her way up the far sideline, gets it away to Engelman in the front court. Left wing to Fesser. Mia, dribble drive baseline, runs right into Tester, lost the ball, got it back, able to tightrope along the baseline, and brings it out right wing to Haley Engelman. Haley lost the handle on the bounce, able to corral it back near the volleyball spike line. Hillsborough sagging a little bit in their pressure right now on the right wing with Mia Fesser. Mia leads it back for Stoddard, top of the key, left wing to Dangbar. Dangbar comes to the top of the key. In the corner it goes to Engelman. Haley, ball faked the three, put it on the deck once, leaves it back now for Emily Kress, who's checked in, the 5'7 sophomore. Off to Haley Engelman. Here's Stoddard on the left wing with Fesser. Dribble drive, pulls up from just outside the lane, left it short, and the rebound down to Tester. 4.5 minutes, first quarter, 7-0, Hillsborough with the lead. Laney Rupert with 5 early points. Now Rupert on the nice bounce pass to Harson. Good contest by Stoddard. The shot's no good. Claire Tester with the rebound and the left-handed finish. 3 for Tester. A 9-0 Hillsborough lead, and Brandon Engelman needs a timeout. 4:21 for the opening quarter. Hillsborough 9, Nokomis nothing. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. The Toppers just had themselves a socially distanced timeout. They were all at least 6 feet away from each other, just kind of standing in a semicircle. Now they've tightened it up just a little bit. And there's so many odd things about the season and the way that it's going. That is one of them, seeing how teams are spaced out during their timeouts. And I've mentioned this before, but the strangest thing to me about not having fans in the gym, it doesn't really have anything to do with the actual game. Granted, that's very weird. It's after the game. No matter what town you're in, what size your school is, when a high school basketball game gets over, what always happens? The youngsters flood the floor, dreaming about future glory, running up and down, getting shots up, getting chased around. You don't get any of that this year. The gym is completely empty about 1 minute after the game is over. So that is what I have realized that I actually miss the most, is the end of the games and all the activity that goes on the floor. Nokomis needs a good possession here. They're down 9-0 early as we approach the midway point of the opening quarter, and Audrey Sobel is on the bench with 2 personal fouls. Here's Stoddard, right wing, top of the key. Now left wing it goes to Emma Snedden. Snedden, she's left alone. She'll fire an 18-footer off the heel too strong, and the rebound is down to Laney Rupert for Hillsborough. Jamie Johnson has checked in for Nokomis, the 5'4 senior. In the right corner, Rupert open for 3. Yes, pure is Laney Rupert. Her second triple of the quarter, and that is a smooth-looking shot. You couldn't have a layup any purer than that three-pointer was. 12-0 Toppers, 3.5 minutes opening quarter. Here's Johnson to the foul line. Gets all the way to the rim, left the layup short, and the rebound down to Harston. I don't think Jamie expected to be that wide open once she got to the front of the rim. Here's Compton on the right wing with Major. Haley Major back to Vanessa. Compton, return pass to Major. She'll tee up the 3. Got it. Haley Major knocks down the triple. That is the 3rd 3-ball of the quarter for Hillsborough. When they're knocking down perimeter shots, they are real, real hard to beat. 3 minutes, first quarter, 15-0. The Toppers here. What a start on the road. And they've been road warriors. Now, Tester into the passing lane, comes up with the pilfer. Stoddard cuts her off. Claire spins around, got away with a travel, lays it up and in. 5 for Claire Tester. Yep, she switched the pivot foot on the spin move. But a beautiful steal and a nice finish. 17-0 Hillsborough. 2:35 for the opening quarter. Across the head of the key comes Addison Dangbar. Picks up the dribble. Now here's Stoddard. She wants the 3-ball, back rimmed it too strong, and the rebound down to Hillsborough. Boy, Nokomis' perimeter shots are long. Their interior shots are short. Here's Laney Rupert all the way to the rim. No one stopped her. She lays it up and in right at the front. 10 first quarter points for Laney Rupert. And Brandon Engelman needs another timeout. 2:14 for the first quarter. What a start for the Toppers. Hillsborough shutting out Nokomis 19-0. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. Well, Nokomis has used timeouts. Audrey Sobel has 2 fouls. And Nokomis has 0 points. They're down 19. Here is Emma Snedden on the right wing with Dangbar. Right side of the key into the hands of Stoddard. To the foul line, kicks it back. Here's a three ball headed home. That is short for Johnson. Offensive rebound belongs to Dengbar. Bounce pass on the baseline. That comes up short for Kress, and the rebound cleared out by the Toppers. 105 seconds, first quarter. Brett Teakin couldn't have drawn up a better quarter in his homecoming here, whereas he played for Coach Kimbrough back in the 80s. Three ball tester, why not? She has eight, fourth three of the quarter, and it's 22-0 Hillsboro. Wow, didn't see this coming. On the attack, no, for Snedden, and the rebound tapped around, picked up by Kress underneath. She's double-teamed on the left block, able to get it out, left side of the key to Snedden, into the hands of Stauder. 73 seconds for the first quarter, and Hillsboro's pitching a shutout. Reach and foul on the Toppers. That'll be their first of the ball game. They're going to get Claire Tester with the whistle. Line change now for Nokomis. Audrey Sobel's coming back in with those two fouls, but you can't wait any longer. Haley Engelman returns. Mia Fesser returns for Nokomis. Haley Major will check out for the Toppers as Sierra Compton has checked in along with Kennedy Carlock for Hillsboro. Here's Fesser. One dribble pull-up. Yes, for Mia Fesser. And Nokomis is on the board at the 106 mark of the opening quarter. 22-2, final minute, first quarter. Here's Compton. Vanessa knifes through the 1-2-2, bounce pass to Alex Fraley, who's checked in, and Alex off the window from the right side. She has her first bucket, 24-2, Toppers. 45 seconds for the quarter. Here is Haley Engelman down to Sobel. Audrey, great position, rattled out, gets the rebound back, muscles it up, draws the foul. They're going to call that on the floor, so it'll be baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. They're going to get Sierra Compton. That's her first. Nokomis stacks three players, right elbow, as Mia Fesser left elbow. Baseline inbounds. Off to Fesser, right wing. Mia Fesser leaves it back for Haley Engelman. Three ball off the heel, too strong. Offensive rebound, Sobel. Audrey muscles it up and in. Audrey's first bucket. And you just saw what Audrey can do right there. I think she had three rebounds on the sequence. A 20-point Topper lead. Here's Carlock. Leaves it off for Compton into the hands of Vanessa Compton. She took it from Sierra Compton. Bad entry pass from Fraley. Third Topper turnover. And now the third Topper foul in the backcourt with 8.5 seconds for the quarter. And that's going to be the second personal on Sierra Compton. In the backcourt, Carly King gets it into Haley Engelman. Clock running with six, being pressured in the backcourt across the timeline with four. Engelman all the way to the rim with two, blocked and fouled with 9/10 of a second left in the quarter. That was a nice job by Haley Engelman. You always have more time. Like 8 seconds is a lot of time when you're in the backcourt. It doesn't seem like it, but it really is. And she did a good job not to panic, took her time, and wound it up, getting all the way to the rim and now to the free throw line. The toss is no good. The boys' game is next, live here on WSMI. Second free throw for Haley is good. Engelman gets 1 out of 2. 9/10 of a second, and that's the quarter. What a quarter for Hillsboro. They shut Nokomis out for almost 7 minutes, hit 4 3-balls, and after 8 minutes, Hillsboro leads Nokomis 24-5. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Nokomis. Second quarter action as the Toppers get the basketball first, and Nakia Harson going to be called for traveling. That will be the fourth turnover on Hillsboro. A quarter that saw them score 24 points, hit 4 3-pointers, and their defense didn't allow a point until there was just 66 seconds left in the quarter. On the right wing with Carly King. That pass from Fesser tipped, stolen. Fifth turnover on the attack. Lainey Rupert up and down for the easy deuce. A dozen points already for Lainey Rupert. Real good looking sophomore. 7:20 for the first half. Now Rupert into the passing lane again, comes up with the pilfer. Up and down for the easy deuce. 14 for Rupert. 28-5 Toppers. Here's Haley Engelman. Pivots around, leaves it for Sobel. Audrey cut off there, kicks it out to Emily Kress on the right wing to King. In the corner, it goes to Engelman, back to Kress. 15-footer for Emily. Off the heel, almost died in. Offensive rebound, Sobel. The putback is good. 4 points for Sobel. see if she can get through the rest of this half without picking up that third personal foul. Long way to go in the ball game. They lob down to Tesser, a block by Sobel. She did a great job to come over on the weak side. Never left her feet, straight up gets the block. Here come the Skins. Haley Engelman in the corner to Mia Fesser. Here's Audrey Sobel, right side of the key, leaves it on the bounce for Carly King. Carly wants the three ball, way too strong, and the rebound down to Haley Major for the Toppers. Haley going to throw a tough lead pass to Laney Rupert on the baseline. One dribble, finds Hurston, right elbow, yes. Nakia's first field goal. Major pushed it. Rupert made the right play, finding Hurston. 30-7, Hillsboro. 6 minutes to play, first half. Here's Sobel, right side of the key. She picked up two fouls about, what, less than 3 minutes into the ball game. She went out, and it was 7-0. By the time she was back in, it was 22-0. 5:45, first half. Here is Kress, dribble drive rejected by Hurston. Woo! Nakia came from the weak side to swat it away. Now Fesser open for three. I think that was partially tipped by Major. Pulled down underneath by Rupert. Here comes Laney. Little hesitation bounce. Gets to the baseline. Cut off there. Leaves it back for Tester. Top of the key to Compton. Vanessa lobs down to Hurston. Nice catch. Way too strong. Overshot the rim, but it goes right to Tester. She left it short. And the rebound down to Sobel. I think Audrey affected both Hurston's shot and Tester's shot. You don't have to actually get the block to affect the shot, and that's what happened right there. 5-10, first half, a 23-point lead for Hillsboro. Fesser left alone. She'll fire the three off the mark to the right side, and the rebound down to Claire Tester. Here's Major. Bounce pass. Rupert off the window, rattled out, no good. Rebound down to Nokomis and Haley Engelman. Here comes Haley across the timeline. Right side, cut off there. Hurston all over. Leads it back for Sobel. Audrey drives baseline, pulls up as Tester came over. Left it short, but the rebound down to Nokomis. Here's Mia Fesser. Into the hands of Kress, off to King. Here's Engelman. Oh, down to Sobel. Great position off the window. It's good for Audrey Sobel. Toppers with the lead and the ball. Here is Vanessa Compton. Leaves it off for Haley Major. Haley, skip pass to Rupert. She'll try another three. This one is short, nothing but air. Out of bounds it goes. Over to Nokomis. 4:12 for the first half, and we're going to get our mask timeout. Hillsboro leading Nokomis 30-9. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Following the mask timeout, Nokomis goes right down to Sobel. She catches it on the right block, a nice runner off the window. Audrey has 8 of the Nokomis 11. Picked up those two early fouls, though. Done a good job to play this quarter without picking up number 3. Long pass to Hurston, and she was able to just kind of tap it to herself. Wound up in the hands of Rupert, right back to Nakia off the window. It's good. 5 for Nakia Hurston. She just does the little thing. She recognized that pass was too tall to actually catch, so she just controlled it with her, I think it was her left hand, and was able to tap it and direct it to Laney Rupert, and eventually led to a bucket. Now Hurston gets a steal, jumps into the passing lane. She's going to go up and down for the easy deuce. 7 for Nakia Hurston. 32-11 Hillsboro. 3:10 first half. On the attack, Emma Sneddon underneath the hoop, kicks it out. Jamie Johnson along too. Yes, for Jamie Johnson. Just a foot inside the three-point line off the right wing. Makes it 34-13, Hillsboro, 3 minutes, first half. The boys' game coming up next here on FM 106. The Toppers are 5-0. Nokomis is 4-2. Similar records here in the girls' game. Nokomis 5-0, Hillsboro 3-2. Hillsboro's only played one home game. 2:35 for the half, 34-13. Nokomis looking for something offensively here, and instead that pass deflected out as Johnson was looking for Sobel. Yeah, Hillsboro played their first home game last night. Sideline trigger in front of the Topper bench. Skins have it. Off to Sneddon. Between the circles with Addison Dengbar. Leaves it off for Jamie Johnson. Johnson wants to attack. Middle of the paint. Cut off there. Leaves it for Sobel. Audrey on the dribble drive. Leaves it back for Sneddon. Sneddon draws a crowd. Johnson now on the left wing. She attacks middle of the lane. Kicks it to Sneddon. Open for three. Too strong on the shot. Rebound tapped around. Eventually finds its way to Laney Rupert for the Toppers. We approach the two-minute mark of the first half. Hillsborough jumped out to a 22-0 lead. Down to Harson, muscles it up. No, rebound tipped by Tester, and Claire tracks it down. No, she ran out of real estate in front of the Nokomis bench. It'll belong to the Skins. Hillsborough came out on fire offensively. They knocked down four threes in that opening quarter. Laney Rupert had 10 points in the quarter. Claire Tester had 8 in the first quarter. Nokomis didn't get their first point until there was a minute 6 left in that opening quarter. They've settled in now, though. The margin hasn't grown since it was 22-0, but the problem is it was 22-0. 103 seconds for the first half. Here's Johnson, top of the key. Leaves it right side of the key for Snedden. Here is a three ball for Dengbar, a little bit strong. Rebound to Sobel. Audrey muscles it up and in. She played through contact right there. The ball got jarred loose momentarily. Audrey able to get it back and put it home. Sobel now with 10. 34-15, Hillsborough leads. Rupert again for three. That's back-to-back air balls for Laney Rupert after she hit two threes in the opening quarter. Here comes Jamie Johnson now, racing into the front court, 70 seconds for the quarter. Kristen Stauder in the right corner, puts it on the deck once, now leaves it back for Johnson. Left side of the key with Dengbar. Addison Dengbar on the bounce, right elbow, leaves it for Johnson. Jamie Johnson feeds the post down to Stauder. Kristen fouled by Harston, but nope, they're going to say she was fouled by Fraley before the Harston foul. First on Alex, fifth on the Toppers. Actually, second personal on Alex Fraley. Baseline trigger, and it goes to Sobel. Makes the catch, right block, draws a crowd, pivots around. Nice move for Audrey. She has a dozen. Beautiful use of the pivot and the step through that time for Sobel. And she did a great job to play this quarter without picking up number three. 40 seconds for the quarter. The lead is 17. So Nokomis has shaved a little bit off here. Major, that's a deep three. She canned that. Haley Major's second three ball. She was well beyond the line on the left wing, and the lead is back to 20. 25 seconds for the first half. Here comes Snedden across the timeline. Working on, Sierra Compton gets all the way down to the left block. Missed the shot. Offensive rebound starter ripped away by Harston, and she gets it off to Haley Major. Man, Nakia Harston, just endless energy for Nakia. 8 seconds for the half. Here's Laney Rupert out at the volleyball spike line to Major with 5. Toppers need to go with 4. Picked up the dribble in the corner. On the block, Fraley spins on Sobel, lays it up, and count it at the buzzer for Alex Fraley. That was a nice move for Fraley. And again, the Toppers this time did not panic late in the clock. They got that ball down to Fraley with about 2 seconds, and she took her time, faked baseline, spun back middle, and went over the top of Sobel for the bucket at the horn. That was a crisp half of basketball for Hillsborough there. 39-17, the Toppers with the halftime lead. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show. Nokomis gets the basketball to start the third quarter, and Emma Snedden gets right to the front of the rim but can't get it to go down, and the rebound down to the Toppers. Hillsborough has Vanessa Compton, Laney Rupert, Haley Major, Claire Tester, and Nakia Harston on the floor. Nokomis counters with Emma Snedden, Haley Engelman, Mia Fesser, Audrey Sobel, and Kristen Stauder. So the starting five for both squads here. 7.5 minutes for the third quarter. Tester double-teamed on that right sideline, and she's fouled. And who are they going to get? Is that Sobel? Oh, it is. Oh, no. Audrey's third foul, 31 seconds into the second half. She's going to stay on the floor. Haley Major gets it in to Nakia Harston, goes right at Sobel. Audrey did a good job to stay straight up. Rebound down to Stauder. Harston ties up Kristen, and the Toppers will keep it on the arrow. Boy, if you're playing against Nakia Harston and you have the ball, you better just assume she is right on your backside, ready to rip it away. Non-stop. Here's Major, looking. She's going to have to lob it out to her safety valve, Vanessa Compton. In the corner, it goes to Major. Off to Vanessa. Down in the block, Tester. Spins middle on Sobel. Left-hand finish is good for Claire. She is so good with that offhand. 10 points now for Tester. Here's Fesser, open for three. Left it short, but it goes right to Haley Engelman on the air ball. Three for Engelman. Give the assist to Mia. 41-19, 6:55 for the third quarter. That's just as good as a pass right there. You better believe it. Here comes Lainey Rupert at the foul line. Keeps the bounce alive nicely. Dribbles across the foul line to the right wing. Now leaves it back for Haley Major. Into the hands of Compton. Back to Major. Off to Vanessa. Vanessa Compton on the left-hand dribble. Now she's going to bring it back right side, being pressured out there by Sneddon. In the corner, Lainey Rupert, long two, left it short. And we're going to get a jump ball as Fesser and Vanessa Compton on the tie-up. This time, Nokomis gets it on the arrow. Probably about 20 people in the gymnasium for this, not counting the players and the boys' team that's up in the balcony. The balcony. That's the word I was looking for at the start when I couldn't come up with it. Balcony. That's what you call those seats that are up above the floor on the end. The balcony. Here's Mia Fesser, dribble drive, left it a little bit short. Good late contest in there by Vanessa Compton. And Hillsborough's been challenging everything. Nokomis has had nothing easy on the inside. Every shot has had a hand in their face. On the baseline, Fesser looking. Mia gets it into Sneddon off the window. It's good for Emma Sneddon. Nice out-of-bounds set there. And the lead is 20 for Hillsborough. So after that 22-0 start, Nokomis has actually outscored the Toppers by two. On the block down to Tester. That pass was tipped away, but it goes right to Harston up and in for the Deuce. She has nine, and that's kind of the way it's gone for Nokomis today. Good defense to get it away from Tester, and it just deflects right to Harston on the left side. Now Major into the passing lane. Can't corral it, though. Out of bounds it goes, and it'll stay with Nokomis. Good sportsmanship there is. Fesser and Major help each other to their feet. 5:42 for the third quarter. Front court sideline trigger as Fesser gets it into Sobel. Harston went for the steal, didn't get it. Audrey tried to make a very tough bounce pass, stolen by Lainey Rupert. Full head of steam the other way. She gets the bucket. 16 for Lainey Rupert. That was 1-on-3, and it didn't matter. She's a smooth operator just as a sophomore. 5:20. Third quarter. In the corner, handoff to Haley Engelman. Nokomis playing without Natalie Engelman today. She is in COVID quarantine. On the baseline, Sneddon, no. One-handed rebound down to Harson. She wants to push. Lead pass in the front court to Rupert. Haley cut off by Haley Engelman. And now a foul on Haley. It'll be her first. Second on Nokomis here in the half. Substitutions now for the Skins. Sobel, Fesser are out along with Haley Engelman. Addison Dengbar has checked back in. Jamie Johnson back on the floor along with Emily Kress. Here's Lainey Rupert on the right wing. Dribble drive, rises up, left it short. Rebound tapped around off of Rupert. Picked up underneath by Dengbar, but she was on the inline. It'll stay with Hillsborough. 4:58 for the third quarter, and we will have our mask timeout. 45-21, Hillsborough leading Nokomis. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Following the mask timeout, Toppers have it on the baseline. Harston inbounds in the corner to Major, right back to Nakia. She posted up on the right block. Her shot's no good. Offensive rebound, Tester, yes, for Claire. She had her back to the rim as she was releasing her scoop shot softly off the glass. 47-21, Hillsborough. 4:35 for the third quarter. Here's Emma Sneddon. Spins her way into the heart of the lane, kicks it off for Stauder now. Kristen Stauder on the baseline to Kress. Emily Kress draws a crowd, kicks it back to Stauder. Kristen wants the three. Yes, for Kristen Stauder. Pure out of the right corner. And it's 47-24 Toppers. 4:20 third quarter. Here's Vanessa Compton across the timeline. Top of the key with Major. Haley thought about the three, decides against it. Rupert, she will take the three. Left corner pocket, rimmed it out. And Stauder with the rebound for Nokomis. Head up the floor, leaves it in the front court for Dengbar. Addison now, top of the key with Stauder. Kristen faked the pass and able to hold that pivot foot. Into the hands of Sneddon, across the head of the key to the foul line. Dengbar now in the corner with Jamie Johnson. Jamie wants to dump it down, a lazy pass there, stolen by Harston. That was an easy steal for Harston. They did not have her sealed off on the block. She was able to get in front of the intended target and knock it away. 3:40, third quarter, 47-24 Hillsborough. The boys' game coming up next. Down on the block, Harston, layup good. 11 for Nakia, so three toppers into double figures. Rupert has 16. Tester with a dozen. Hurston has 11 as Nokomis off the mark there. Toppers want to push. Compton lead pass to Rupert. Layup is good. Woo! That was tough for Lainey Rupert as the pass took her almost right to the rim as she was catching it. So all in one motion, she had to get it up on the window quickly, and she got it done. Now Nokomis wants a timeout. 3:16 for the third quarter. Hillsboro leading 51-24. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Coming up on Monday, a girls' doubleheader. Hillsboro will be at Carthenville. That'll be live probably around 7, probably a little bit before. Then Gillespie's at Greenville. That broadcast at around 8 o'clock on Monday night, the Hillsboro-Carthenville game. That'll be live about 6:30 on FM 106. So many different start times for all these games this year. Kind of hard to keep track of. 3:10 for the third quarter. And plus, I'm just not that smart, so that works against me. 51-24, Stotter almost banked in that three off the right wing. And the rebound to the floor picked up by Lainey Rupert, and she's going to be called for traveling. Yep. She kind of did a little half hop there, and she was getting under control, and that'll be a travel. Just notice Lainey's got one orange shoelace and then one white shoelace. The shoelace on her right sneaker is orange. Stylish. 3 minutes for the quarter. 51-24 Toppers. They have never trailed. They jumped out to a 22-0 lead. Mia Fesser corner pocket three, a little bit strong. Rebound down to Snedden on the weak side, and she keeps possession alive. Here's Emma to the foul line. Dumps it down to no one in particular. Threw it right out of bounds. She had Fesser cutting on the baseline. She wasn't in the area. Threw it right over the head of Sobel. That'll be the 11th turnover on Nokomis. Some days are just like this, and Nokomis is having one of them right now. 2.5 minutes for quarter number three, 51-24. Here's Sierra Compton. In the left corner it goes to Abigail Schreiber, who's checked in. On the attack, Lainey Rupert able to get it off to Fraley at the last second. Alex has the bucket, her sixth point. Lainey didn't have control of that basketball, and she was able to just guide it right to Fraley. And now on the attack, Haley Engelman draws the foul. She went right in to a pair of toppers, and she'll be at the free throw line. First foul of the half on Hillsboro, and they will get Kennedy Carlock with the personal. Free throw for Engelman is good. Haley now with 4 points. Lainey Rupert will check out. Allie Schnarney checks in, the junior for Hillsboro. Also on the floor, Megan White, the sophomore. So a chance for the Hillsboro second string to get some minutes here. Second free throw too strong. Rebound out of bounds off of, waiting for the signal, Nokomis. It'll be Hillsboro ball. Carlock gets it in to the hands of Schnarney. Allie coming into the front court. She's going to be trapped in that 1-2-2 from Nokomis. Gets it away middle of the floor to Sierra Compton. She uses a nice crossover to split the double, and now she's called for traveling. Sixth turnover on Hillsboro, 2:04 to play, third quarter, 53-25. The Topper boys and Topper skins waiting in the wings. They're up next. On the attack, Snedden got too far under the rim, had a tough angle to get it up on the rim. She did a good job there. Offensive rebound to Fesser, and Mia attacks and lays it up and in. Second field goal for Mia Fesser. She has 4 points, 100 seconds for the third quarter, 53-27 Toppers, and a little hand check out front on Emma Snedden, working against the ball handler, Sierra Compton. Substitution now for Nokomis. Sobel will check out, and Sydney Bertolino checking in, 5'7 freshman. Here's Compton, Sierra, into the front court, leaves it off for Allie Schnarney. Schnarney back to Sierra. Compton in the corner it goes. Down to Carlock, looking to feed the post to White. Megan has her shot blocked, saved by Fraley, picked up by White on the baseline. Carlock too strong. Another rebound kicked around, eventually off of Hillsboro. It'll belong to Nokomis with 83 seconds to play, third quarter. You can always find our broadcast schedule as well as podcasts at WSMIRadio.com. I'm just kind of doing the broadcast schedule a week at a time, so we got it set all the way through next Saturday. And more games, of course, will follow, but with the quarantines and all the different things, I didn't see much point in doing the schedule out more than a week at a time. Here's Stotter on the attack. No. Rebound tapped around, out of bounds off of Nokomis. Good to see Litchfield back last night. They were out of their quarantine for the first time, both boys and girls. Staunton beat them both last night, but just glad to have the Purple Panthers back in action. Here's a jump ball as Compton got tied up with Engelman, and it'll stay with Hillsborough on the arrow. That really puts Litchfield in a difficult spot. Both boys and girls, I mean, they're playing teams now that have played 5 games, 8 games in some cases. And for Litchfield, they're just getting started. On the baseline, and it goes to Sierra Compton. She lost the handle off her foot, gets it back, leaves it now for Carlock. And fouled on the release is Kennedy Carlock. She'll have 2 free throws with 43.5 seconds for the third quarter. The foul's the 4th of the half on Nokomis. They'll get the first personal on Kristen Stauder. The sophomore's free throw is too strong. She'll get one more toss with 43.5 seconds to play. Third quarter, 53-27 Toppers. Free throw is short and off to the right. Rebound down to Stauder. Had it stripped away from behind by Megan White. Picked up off the floor by Fraley. Lays it up and in 8 for Alex Fraley. Give Megan White the credit there. Stauder never saw her. 28 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Snedden. Leaves it off for Engelman, top of the key. Haley had trouble with the transfer. Dumps it down on the block, and Stauder's going to be called for steps. Unofficially, the 12th turnover on Nokomis. And Hillsborough now can hold for the final shot. Clock running 18 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Carlock. Leaves it off for Sierra Compton. Back to Kennedy Carlock. Good-looking sophomore class for the Toppers. Down to Fraley off the window. It's good for Alex Fraley. She's into double figures with 10. The lead is 30. 3 seconds for the quarter. Snedden checks the clock. Will she get it up? Foul line. Engelman, that's good. If it goes, it will not. After 3 quarters, all Hillsborough here tonight. They lead Nokomis 57-27. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Nokomis High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this girls-boys doubleheader. In the girls' game, a runaway for the Toppers, leading 57-27 as we get set to start the money quarter. Hillsborough won the third quarter 18-10 after they jumped out to a 22-0 lead to start the ball game. Nokomis didn't score until there were 66 seconds left in the opening quarter. And they did a good job of really not letting the margin get more than that 22 most of the first half. Had it down to 17 at one point, but Hillsborough has been able to stretch it back out now. Dangbar's shot from 15, no good. Offensive rebound down to Jamie Johnson. Her entry pass looking for Sobel, stolen by Harston. Nakaya, full head of steam, layup, count it, and the foul for Nakaya Harston. She has 13, as she did a great job playing through that contact and had enough spin on that ball. It hit the side of the rim and crawled over and in. The foul on Jamie Johnson, her first, team's 5th. Free throw for Harston rattles home. 14 for Nakaya Harston. 60-27. 7 minutes ball game. Hillsborough team, they got a variety of weapons. I mean, they're 3-2, but they could easily be undefeated. They're a three-pointer away from beating Rochester and a three-pointer away from tying Greenville. Those were their first 2 games of the year. Timeout on the floor. 6:50 to play. Hillsborough 60, Nokomis 27. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Following the timeout, Nokomis has the basketball. 5 new players in for the Toppers. We'll get you that lineup here momentarily. Down to Sobel Adriel. It rattled out for, and the rebound down to Brianna Gwynn. And for Nokomis, this is just, it's one of those days. They will learn a lot from this game. You could make the case they'll learn more from today's game than they did from their first 5 wins. Not going to have nearly as much fun, but they're going to learn more. So the Toppers on the floor right now have Kennedy Carlock. Down it goes to Megan White there. She's rejected. Kelsey Holtgrave has checked in for the Topper. She has it right now. She's going to pull up from 15, too strong off the window. Long rebound down to Snedden. Also on the floor is Allie Schnarney for Hillsborough. Snedden on the attack. No good. Contested there by Holtgrave. Rebound down to Stauder. Kristen puts it up and in. 5 for Kristen Stauder. 6 minutes for the ball game. Carlock picked up her dribble out near midcourt. Down to White, middle of the lane. She draws 2 defenders. Sobel almost ripped it away. Able to get it off to Carlock. Bounce pass left wing to Schnarney. Here's Holtgrave. On the baseline with Gwynn. Back to Holtgrave now. on the left wing with Carlock. Entry pass tipped, stolen. Now it's a congested area to try to thread that pass into. 5.5 minutes for the ball game. You're listening to WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville as the Toppers come up with a steal. The 14th Nokomis turnover. Here comes Holt Grave. Tried to feed the post, and she's going to be called for steps. 8th Topper turnover. And Brandon Engelman going to empty out his bench now. He's going to bring Carly King, 5'4 sophomore, into the ballgame. Haley Engelman will return. Mia Fesser back on the floor. Sydney Bertolino, 5'7 freshman, out there. And it looks like Emily Kress, 5'7 sophomore, back on the floor. So the old hockey line change for the Skins right there. Here's Haley Engelman looking for Fesser, and it was just off the mark. Turned over, 15th turnover. It's been one of those days for Nokomis. We're going to get our mask timeout. 4:46 for the ballgame. Hillsboro leading Nokomis 60-29. We'll come back to Nokomis following these messages on WSMI. Following the mask timeout, Hillsboro has the basketball leading 60-29. Stay tuned. We're going to have the boys' game coming up next. Hillsboro and Nokomis. It'll be live here on FM 106. I do not know if they will wait till 7 to start that game or if they will take a shorter break and get going relatively soon after this game is over. We'll find out together, shall we? 4.5 minutes for the ball game. Here's Holt Grave. Down to Megan White. Gets on the baseline. Dumps it off to Gwen Brianna. Back left wing. Here's a three ball for Schnarney. Off the mark. No good. Offensive rebound down to White. She finds Gwen. Yes, for Brianna Gwen. Brianna's first bucket. 62-29 Toppers. Here's Mia Fesser. Three ball. Corner pocket. Left it a little bit short. And the rebound down to Allie Schnarney. Here comes Schnarney. To the foul line, cut off, leaves it for Gwynn. Right back to Schnarney now. Halfway through the fourth quarter, Hillsboro has been in control from the get-go as Holt Grave called for steps out there. She went to make her pass. It was going to be stolen, and she realized that, tried to pull it back, but she drugged that pivot foot. Another substitution for the Toppers. Sophie Blankenship has checked in. She's just a freshman, and Abigail Schreiber back on the floor for Hillsboro. 3.5 minutes to play in the game. Here's Mia Fesser in the right corner. Leaves it off for Engelman. Back into the hands of Carly King. In the corner it goes with Kress. Here's Fesser. Skins swing it now with King. Now to Engelman. Haley, one dribble, pulls up. Yes, for Haley Engelman. 6 for Engelman. 3:15 for the ball game. 62-31 Toppers. Doubling up Nokomis after they jumped out to a 22-0 first quarter lead. Here's Schreiber. Dumps it down to Megan White. Megan can't get the follow to go, and the rebound down to Nokomis's Sydney Bertolino. Here comes Haley Engelman across the timeline. In the left corner, Mia Fesser open for three. That's off the heel too strong. Rebound down to Hillsboro's Sophie Blankenship. Now Blankenship has it poked away as she goes up the floor and is picked up there by Nokomis's Carly King. King leaves it back for Engelman. Into the hands of Fesser, back to Engelman. 2.5 minutes for the ball game. Here's Mia in the right corner. Fesser will bounce it once, leaves it back for Haley Engelman. Across the floor it goes to Emily Kress. Into the hands of Carly King. Back to Engelman now. On the baseline with Fesser. Mia bounced past the Kress. Tried to feed the post down to Bertolino. Good idea, but Gwen able to get a hand on the ball and deflect it away. 16th Nokomis turnover unofficially. Blankenship brings it across the timeline for Hillsboro. She's only a freshman. 2:05 for the ball game. Skip pass to Holt Grave, left side of the key. Leaves it for Gwen in the high post. Back to Blankenship now. Tries to dump it down and stolen. That was way too long of a pass for the freshman there. She'll learn from that one. Minute 50. Fesser on the attack. Got, I think, too close to the rim. Didn't have the angle. Couldn't get the layup to go. And the rebound down to Kelsey Holt Grave. 105 seconds for the ball game. Here in the first of two, the girls' game was a runaway. What will the boys' game have in store? Wouldn't think that would be a runaway, but hey, it's high school sports in the COVID season. Who the heck knows? Nice dribble drive as Blankenship finds White for the bucket. Megan White's first bucket. And we'll get a stoppage here just so Hillsboro and Nokomis can get some substitutes into the ball game. Addison Dengbar on the floor for Nokomis, along with Carly King, Sydney Bertolino, Jamie Johnson, and in the hands right now of Emily Kress. on the right wing, now on the baseline to Johnson. Finds Bertolino, partially blocked in there by Gwynn, pulled down underneath by Ali Schnarney. Schnarney and Blankenship on the floor with Gwynn and Holtgrave and Abigail Schreiber. 50 seconds for the game. An impressive wire-to-wire victory for Hillsboro here today at Nokomis. Here's Schreiber on the left wing. Across the floor into the hands of Schnarney. 37 seconds to play. Illinois won big today, throttling Minnesota by 31. Io had another triple-double. I think there had only been three in program history or something. He's got two, like this month. Something else. 64-31 Toppers, 18 seconds for the ball game. Skins have it on the baseline with Johnson. Out it goes to Dangbar. She'll tee up the three, can't get it to go. A little bit short, and the rebound down to Hillsboro and Abigail Schreiber. 8 seconds. Abigail pushing now. Tried to throw it back to Holtgrave, and good hustle on the play by Bertolino to come up with the steal. Now Johnson has it, and that's your ball game. Hillsboro wins it 64-31. They led 22-0 late in the first quarter. Didn't allow Nokomis' first point until there were 66 seconds to play in the opening quarter. An impressive display from Hillsboro here today in the girls' game. They win it 64-31. We'll come back and wrap up the girls' game. Get you set for the boys' game next here on WSMI. Well, the girls' crowd is cleared out, and they are sanitizing the fan section here at Nokomis as we speak. Just another one of those strange things that you see here in this COVID season. The gym essentially, I guess, being sterilized in between the girls' game and the boys' game here today at Nokomis. The girls' contest was a runaway for the Toppers. They jumped out to a 22-0 lead, never looked back. They win it 64-31, improving to 4-2 on the year. For Nokomis, their first loss of the season, they are now 5-1. And this game really, to me, was a lot. It was more about what Hillsboro did as opposed to anything Nokomis didn't do. The Toppers came out. They were knocking down shots early. Audrey Sobel got in foul trouble early for Nokomis. And then Claire Tesler and Nakia Harson just did what they do. Lainey Rupert led the way for the Toppers with 18 points. Then you had 14 for Nakia Harson, a dozen for Claire Tester, 10 for Alex Fraley, 6 points for Haley Major, 2 points for Brianna Gwynn, and 2 points for Megan White. Unofficially, I had the Toppers for 12 turnovers here tonight, quarters of 24, 15, 18, and 7 for their winning total of 64. For Nokomis, quarters of 5, 12, 10, and 4 for their closing total of 31 points. They were led by Audrey Sabo with 12 points, none, though, in the second half. 5 points for Kristen Stauder, 6 points for Haley Engelman, 4 points for Mia Fesser, 2 points for Emma Snedden, and 2 points for Jamie Johnson. I had Nokomis unofficially for 16 turnovers, and this was a low foul shot game. Hillsboro was 3 of 7 from the line. Nokomis was 2 of 4 from the charity stripe. So Hillsboro comes in, never trails, and they beat Nokomis 64-31. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more from Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. Here in our girls-boys doubleheader, Hillsboro wins the girls' game 64-31, and it went fast. I'm not even sure that the Hillsboro boys are here yet. Nokomis is dressed. They were standing in the tunnel a few moments ago. They've now gone back underneath the bleachers here at Nokomis, but I have not actually seen Joe Vanzo's crew in the gym yet. They will be en route, of course, but I don't think they are here as of right now. Kind of hard to play if both teams haven't arrived in the gym. But we are going to have a gap here in between our girls and boys games. Coming up next week, we're going to have girls high school basketball for you, a doubleheader on Monday night as Hillsboro will be at Carthenville. That'll be live at 6:30 on FM 106. Our second broadcast feature on Monday will be Gillespie at Greenville. That broadcast will follow at around 8 o'clock on Monday night, both games on FM 106, and the Brad Underwood Show for you Monday as well, as Coach Underwood will be in a good mood, shall we say, after the 30-point beatdown of Minnesota earlier today. Then Illinois will play at Michigan State on Tuesday, 5 o'clock with the pregame on 105.3 The Ox. We will then have a girls' doubleheader on Wednesday. Carthenville is at Southwestern. That'll be live at 5:30. Litchfield will be at Gillespie. That'll be live at around 7, both games Wednesday on FM 106. And then Friday night, we will have Litchfield at Hillsboro Boys, live at 7:30. Hillsboro-Litchfield Girls will follow at 9 o'clock. All the action on FM 106 and WSMIRadio.com. And you can find the broadcast schedule online at WSMIRadio.com. So we're going to take a short break here from Nokomis. We're going to send you back to our WSMI studios with Jennifer Graham. Game one in the books. The Hillsboro girls beat Nokomis 64-31. We will have the boys game between the Toppers and the Skins coming up probably in about half an hour here on WSMI FM 106. I am Tim Mize saying so long from Nokomis for now.